Bonneville. When responding to emergencies, firefighters put their own safety second as they work to help others. But the risks that these men and women face can arise long after crews extinguish a fire or leave a scene of an accident. Firefighters face higher risks of developing different types of cancer due to the smoke and hazardous chemicals they are exposed to in the line of duty. Modern homes and buildings contain many synthetic and plastic materials which create more smoke when burning than natural materials. When materials burn, they release a number of carcinogens, cancer-causing agents, states the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, LLS, Firefighter Stairclimb Organization's website. Wearing the proper personal protective equipment, PPE, including self-contained breathing apparatuses, SCBA, offers protection and lessens exposure. However, toxic chemicals can still penetrate the turnout gear and expose the skin to toxins. On March 12, five volunteer firefighters from Station 5 Bonneville made the trip to Seattle to take part in the 32nd annual LLS Firefighter Stairclimb to raise money for blood cancer research and patient services. In total, the group raised $2,000 USD for the charity. LLS was able to raise over $2.1 million USD this year alone, said Station 5 Fire Chief Craig Wenzel. This year's Stairclimb also saw over 1,600 firefighters attend the event held at Seattle's tallest building, the Columbia Center. All four of the members of the Bonneville Regional Fire Authority who participated in the event both this year and last year shaved time off their total climb. Dakota Thoreau finished the 69-floor climb with the fastest time out of the group for the second year in a row. He completed the climb in 15 minutes and 5 seconds. Beating his previous time by almost 5 minutes, was Colton Batke with a final time of 23 minutes and 12 seconds. Fire Chief Wenzel completed the climb in exactly 25 minutes, just over a minute faster than his climb last year. Avery LeChamber also beat her time by roughly 1 minute, climbing 1,356 steps in just 31 minutes and 13 seconds. Taking part in the LLS Firefighter Stairclimb for the first time was Jensen Wenzel with a final climb time of 48 minutes and 5 seconds. "This crew trained so hard and did amazing," said Craig. "I am very proud of everything they accomplished with both times and fundraising. I got a little bit courageous. Climbing 69 floors is no easy feat, especially when dressed in full bunker gear and using SCBA apparatus." Jensen said last year she was adamant against participating in LLS Stairclimb. "Honestly, I was a little bit scared and then this year I got a little bit courageous, I guess. I just hoped I could train enough to go and finish it," she said. "My main goal was just to make it to the top and I wanted to stay on air for as much of it as I could." While Jensen did take breaks throughout the climb, she was able to make it to the top while using her air tank. "I was excited to see how it would be with so many different countries and fire departments being represented there, and it was really amazing to see everybody cheering each other on. You've never met these people before, but you want them to succeed more than anything and it means a lot," said Jensen. "I guess I doubt myself a lot, so I was a little bit unsure if I was going to finish. But then you start going and the thought that you can't do it starts to shed away because it's such an encouraging environment.